There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come.
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is? It's fear.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
It's all true. The boogeyman is real. And you found him.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
I see dead people.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
They're here.
Good evening and welcome back to Ghost Freaking
Talking.
Yeah, that's right, Ghost Freaking Talking, your paranormal podcast like none other. Coming back to, we say this all the fucking time, guys. I'm tired.
We just need to quit saying it so that way we don't have to come back and be like, man,
it's been like
we didn't do a podcast in a long time.
We were on a good streak, guys, but we are finally
like two is a good streak.
Hey, two is a really good streak for the podcast. Right? We went 2 weeks in a row with a podcast.
It's just think what we did in October of last year.
Fuck, man, I remember
recording.
Almost well, someone dissed out on yeah, us at the end,
yeah,
but
then,
yeah, he was Dad. Too cool.
No, we're talking about you.
No, I didn't even get to do anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
But yes, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Ghost Freaking Talking. It's probably been about a fucking month and a half now.
Blame it on me.
I believe I was sick the week after our last podcast, so I couldn't talk anyway. And then you motherfucker went and got a job. So then when the days that I had you, it seems like every time I have you, You're working. And you work late. So yeah. We're not going to start a podcast at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. But anyway, I am your humble host. My name is Nick.
I'm Trenton.
I'm Newsroom Nessie.
Newsroom Nessie over there in the Spreadshop newsroom. If you guys don't know what Spreadshop is our merch shop. So if you want some awesome Ghost Freaking Talking gear, you can go get it from Spreadshop. And I have to tell you, Spreadshop, it's fucking awesome. I ordered a present for somebody off of like Teespring, and it took like almost three times as long to order from Teespring as, you know, for them to print and ship and everything to get here.
Oh, compared to Spreadshop.
Spreadshop, you have it in like a couple days.
Impressive.
Yeah. So the big ups for our friends at Spreadshop. So we highly recommend Spreadshop for sure.
Yeah, Spreadshop is a very cool place. Go get some merch.
Yeah, definitely. So like I said, if you guys can, make sure to subscribe here on YouTube.
Click that notification bell so you can know if I push out a new video.
So if you guys want to see our beautiful faces, if you guys are listening via podcast, you guys can see us on YouTube. We're wearing our merch. I'm wearing a t-shirt from Spreadshop. He's wearing a hoodie.
Can't really see mine.
And Nessie's got the tank top on.
I do.
So we are all wearing our merch here tonight.
Yeah.
But guys, it's been a while.
Long time no see, guys.
The last podcast we talked about was the possible serial killer in Rockford, Illinois.
Yes.
And since then, more fucking bodies have popped up.
How many? Like two?
Yeah, two more bodies in a month.
Yep.
Have popped
up. But no, it's not a serial killer.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about it.
No one's saying anything about these bodies.
It's weird.
Okay. I say it's like the, you know, Al Capone type of situation, you know? Like the bootleggers almost.
where is Rockford bootlegging, bro?
Al Capone was in Chicago.
Well, yeah.
So why not Rockford?
Well, yeah, there's mob gangster shit that still kind of goes on, especially in Chicago, maybe here, but I don't think these are just hits. You know what I mean? Like they're smart enough to not just throw bodies in the woods where these people are being found.
Exactly. Yeah, but you just like bribe off the cops. You know, that's what Al Capone did. Well, and then that's how they got him.
You've been watching too many movies.
Yeah, I could see that. But yeah, well, the coroner we all know is fucking crooked anyway.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, he's not too far from the...
It wouldn't surprise me.
But yeah, I'm trying to think here. Yeah, we've talked about the possible serial killer in Rockford, and there still probably could be one.
I think there is.
I'm thinking that there is too. Mm-hmm. It was just yesterday, right? They found one up
near... I'm not sure. You told me a few days ago there was one. I didn't know there was another one.
Yeah, I was over at your house yesterday, and it was like, oh, there was a... body found up in your neck of the woods.
Wow.
So
Vanessa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where were you?
Exactly.
June 1st.
but I'm trying to think. I haven't had any paranormal experiences because usually in this segment of the show we talk about our paranormal experiences, but I have had none. Absolutely no paranormal experiences in a month.
No, I haven't had anything whatsoever.
Me neither, and it was really funny because I was at a meeting the other day for work, and I was in a mausoleum in Chicago that I've never been to before, and it was a pretty large mausoleum. And I'm just, like, standing there thinking, like, man, I'm surrounded by, like, thousands of dead people. And
you don't get
I don't feel a thing.
You don't feel a thing?
No.
Wow, that's crazy.
I walked around. Nothing.
Nothing? I think you just totally turned tuned off of it.
But I don't understand.
Not that you're turned off of it. I think you're tuned out.
It's just
out.
Not.
You don't have that.
I just don't have that frequency.
You don't have that third eye. You don't have third eye blind. I had the third eye blind CD when growing up as a kid. Did you?
I did not. No. So that's why, right?
Won't you step off that ledge, my friend?
No. Right? Oh, it's that song. I know who they are, but no, I never owned the CD.
Yeah. So now that song's going to be stuck in my fucking head all night. We did see some paranormal experience. We stopped at our friend's Wolf Hollow.
We did, yes.
And they had some really cool fucking evidence.
Yes.
Because we were just there. We were just trying to, you know, see what was new.
Yeah, we went after breakfast one day.
And then...
And like, oh, check this out. Yeah, we got a
Randy
story
and Liz
to tell
were like, man, you guys need to see this video.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back and watched their, because they have
the surveillance
video. And there was a book.
Yeah, it was a book, I think, on like morning prayers or morning rituals or morning altars or something like that. And it was on one of the top shelves of a cabinet.
Like a curio cabinet.
Curio cabinet. And there was actually like a little book stand kind of in front of it that maybe was holding it, you know, kind of tilting it up. And then on the video, it shows that thing like being thrown, shoved.
The book got pushed off.
Yeah, yeah, and it didn't like slide underneath. You think like if you know the book would slide down, it fell the other way.
Yeah,
so something definitely had to.
Yeah, because they had it kind of leaned, you know, with the top of
the back. Yeah,
the top of the book was leaned towards the
like
back.
Touching the back of the shelf. Yeah,
but the book fell forward and knocked. It wasn't even like the book fell forward. The book kind of pushed forward and knocked this thing off on the shelf.
Yeah, and I would say there was enough force where it didn't just fall straight down if it just like fell off the shelf. I mean, it looked like someone pushed it off.
Yeah, and they had a shit ton of stuff on the shelf and nothing else moved on the shelf.
Right.
And just then
there
that book.
There was an orb, though, that flew by right after that.
Yes, right afterwards, they had this orb that kind of glided over the spot where this thing was.
Pretty crazy.
Also they were saying, because what caught their attention to look at the security camera was that the light was like kind of flickering.
Oh yeah, she was saying the light was flickering before.
Like, yeah, so they're like,
and well, she didn't know if there was a problem with the bulb or something, so she went over there and then realized that someone's on the floor.
Yeah, so that was nuts. So what we're gonna do, and I'm gonna double check with Rainey and Liz, but Saturday the 12th, that's next Saturday?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, that's... Well, today's the 7th, so it'd be this Saturday.
Oh, it'd be this Saturday.
Yeah.
This Saturday, we're going to go and hook up
the SLS
camera in the shop.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
And we're going to let it run overnight.
Just leave it alone, yeah.
So I'm going to check with them, but I'm thinking if they're cool with it, we'll just live stream it through the entire time it's there. You know, not us being there,
mm-hmm.
just have it, just let it run.
Mm-hmm.
And just have the SLS there. And
and have it on YouTube, is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
I'll just double check with them and see if they're cool with it. And then we'll just have it run all night live on YouTube so people can go on and check it out if they want to.
I think that would be a very cool idea.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and they said that the energy should probably be high because they say the energy is usually high in the shop when they have Skywatcher there doing the tarot reads.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing tarot reads on Saturday. Yeah. So, maybe we could talk Skywatcher into doing a tarot read for you because you said you wanted a tarot read.
Yeah, right? I wanted a tarot read because, you know, why not? Because
I have you guys this weekend. So, yeah. So when we go and set that up, maybe we'll get you a tarot read out of him. After working all day of reading tarots, he's going to read your punk ass. You're not working, that is.
Oh, no. I think if the...
Saturday?
Yeah, I don't have Saturday. I have Saturday off this.
Oh, wow. Woo.
A day off with your dad.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, that's crazy. I forgot what you looked like, bro. Until I got a fucking... pull my ass out of bed in the middle of the night to go and pick your ass up from work. But
I do work in the morning. That's all I know. Until the 12th.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, no, otherwise, we're good until night. So
yeah.
I'm going to double check with Rainy and Liz, see if they're cool with running that. And if it is, I will post something on Facebook and Instagram saying, go check out our YouTube and watch live. Because people eat that shit up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I probably talked about it one other time. Where I was doing a live stream for our Brickhead family channel.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me just to turn the camera away from me and have it pointed down the hallway here.
Yeah.
So they could watch down the hallway instead of watching me.
See what happened.
See, and people were like,
sick
dude,
looking at you.
They're like, we can't take our eyes off of the screen. We
want to see something.
Yeah, we're looking down that hallway the whole entire time.
See, like, I would say, oh, let's do it one night. But if I walk out of that room butt naked, everyone's going to see me.
Whoa.
When do you walk out of that room butt naked, for one thing?
Sometimes at night, I do.
Oh, whoa. You share a room with your brother.
Yeah, you sleep naked with your brother in your room?
I have blankets.
No, bro. No.
Everyone's naked underneath. So what makes it
different?
This got weird. This got, you know.
So what makes a difference? We're all naked underneath these clothes. I'm naked underneath the blanket. What is the difference?
Oh, my God.
What is the difference?
This got weird and uncomfortable.
What happens if there's a fire in the middle of the night and then you're butt naked out by the mailbox?
That's the least of my problems. Everyone's not going to be like, oh, dude, nice cock or anything like that. No. They're gonna be like, holy crap, the house is on fire.
Why is this kid naked and he shares a room with his brother?
No, no one's going to question that. They're going to be like, dude, I'm sorry your house is on fire in flames. Is everyone okay? Oh, by the way, nice cock, dude. No.
Whatever.
No one's going to say that.
And then you wake up.
Well, of course, no one's going to say nice cock to you anyway. So that's you know, first and foremost. But what the fuck? This has got weird.
Guys made it weird.
No, you're the one who made it weird.
I don't see a problem. It's hot as balls in this house, guys.
Okay.
I will give you that.
All right. So, sorry, guys. You know, I can't be highfalutin and have central air like everybody else. Drink your water and shut the fuck up. But
do
I am drinking
sparkling water.
I am drinking water from my glass that I want to talk about is the Grumpy Troll Brew Pub glass.
We went troll hunting.
We went troll hunting in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin.
We did.
Was it last weekend? The weekend before?
Yeah, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Yeah.
Because they are the troll capital of the world.
The frickin' world.
Yeah. And they have like statues and carvings and shops.
Yeah.
And
it's a cute little town.
They have an actual brewery down there that does...
Made by real trolls.
Yeah, it's made by a grumpy-ass troll.
Yep.
We ate there for lunch. It was pretty good, I thought.
Made with real trolls.
Yeah.
We ate some
troll strips.
Yep. They're pretty tasty.
So we got that video that I will be doing up. No real time frame on getting that out. Probably within the next couple weeks or so.
Don't put time frames on anything, man.
No.
You know what happens when you do.
Yeah, exactly. we'll report back in a month and a half when our next podcast happens. I'll have some video of us going checking out these creepy-ass troll dolls and shit that they had there.
Yeah, in one of the little stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the crew controls there, and like some of the carvings were
a little creepy. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, I didn't know about it until you brought it up that one time.
Yeah, I remember driving through there many times going to Tyrol Basin. I went snowboarding there all the time in high school.
So if you guys from Chicago did cows there for a while, where there were cows all throughout the city. Just an art in different artists took a cow and made a cow.
Oh, it's about Harvard? Is
that what you're talking
about?
No.
Oh, you're talking about Chicago.
Yeah, this was Chicago.
I must have missed that.
No, I have a picture of myself drunk outside Soldier Field on a cow somewhere along the line.
Sounds like an interesting night.
Hey, you know, and everyone kept walking by and saying, nice cock.
You were naked?
No. I was still a teenager. Hey, I was probably about his age, maybe. I don't know.
Wait, you just admitted to drinking underage.
What you're told, not what you see.
Yes, exactly. Come on, man. But yeah, so pay attention to our YouTube channel. We'll be launching that. That will be YouTube exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we might leak it out on like Facebook or something too, but it will be on YouTube for a while. So stay on a lookout for that. All right, guys. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a fucking disgusting ass story. Where this lady wakes up to something, it's fucking gross.
Something wet and gross on her face.
Something wet and gross on her face.
And it's not his cock.
Yay!
Oh my God! What is he doing, cocks?
Jeez!
What do you expect?
Explicit warning on this podcast. Explicit warning on this podcast. All right, guys. So we'll be right back after this. So follow the link and order your very own Ghost Freaking Talking merch. Many colors and designs are available. You can even get coffee cups and dog bandanas. All right, guys, and welcome back. So make sure to go out and get yourself some Ghost Freaking Talking gear.
Yeah, dude, like the sweatshirt, man, looks sexy, really good.
And looks sexy like the newsroom Nessie over there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't see it, but
yeah, you can't see your boobies. No, can't see your boobies on the newsroom camera there. But yeah, also make sure to go check out our friend Mr. Hinkle Draws at his Etsy shop, Mr. Hinkle Draws. He's got some awesome horror themed stickers out there as well. We love to support our friends and fellow creators, so I'll go out and give him some love. He's been doing well since his surgery. I think the last time we were doing a podcast, he went into surgery or whatever, so a month and a half ago, so he's good to go.
Appendicitis.
So he lost his appendix. Tasty. But anyway, so our story tonight is called Blood is Falling on Me. Woman wakes up to blood dripping from apartment ceiling.
Oh, that's
pretty gross.
All right, yeah, this one turned my stomach when I heard about it. An El Paso woman woke up in the middle of the night to blood dripping from her ceiling fan and splattered throughout the room. That's literally the shit hitting the fan, gross. Right?
I just see it like dripping and just.
Hey, but it is a pretty cool wall, like detailing.
Yeah, a good blood splatter, you know, thing.
Oh my God.
Anna Cardenas told Telemundo. Yes, Telemundo. 48, that she was awoken at about 4 a.m. last Saturday by the sound of something dripping in her bedroom. It came from inside the house. But when she went to the window and noticed it wasn't raining, so she walked through it, and it's probably like, I don't get it. So you would think that it would be splattering on her while she went up to get, look.
Maybe
right?
It was, and she didn't realize it because they're like little splatters. Because the fan is
all right,
flinging him across the room.
Cardenas turned on the lights to discover blood dripping from the ceiling and splattering across the room. My apartment was covered in blood, Cardenas said in Spanish. Because I had the ceiling fan on, the same blood that was dripping from the apartment above fell onto the fan blades, and that caused the blood to be all over.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
You imagine the fucking smell?
Mm-mm.
Cardenas said the blood had splattered across the walls and on her bed and body. It grossed me out. I was in shock, Cardenas said. No fucking duh. I would be traumatized. I would never be able to live in an apartment ever. I've never lived in an apartment ever, but I would never, no. Unless I'm on the top floor.
So that way when you die, your blood will
seep through
in everybody else's apartment.
She goes, I thought, this isn't real. This is a dream. Wake up. I called maintenance and they said, are you sure? And I said, blood is falling on me.
Oh my God.
Does she actually sound like that? Or are you just so
I don't know, dude. I don't want to do my Mexican voice because she's Spanish, right?
I don't know. I'm not reading the article.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's talking to Telemundo. Telemundo is like...
You're making assumptions.
Okay. And her name's Cardenas. Called 911 and when emergency crew... Cardenas called 911 and when emergency crews responded to the upstairs neighbor's apartment, they discovered the man had died of natural causes and had been decomposing for 5 or 6 days.
That's so disgusting. Oh. So she's being showered with rotting corpse blood.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Where was this again? This is El Paso. This is Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the fucking heat and disgust.
How does she not smell that? That's the thing. How do you not smell dead, rotting, moldy, hot
Maybe
flesh?
She had COVID and couldn't smell.
Yeah.
You know, no, I don't know. I don't understand how you wouldn't be able to smell a decomposing body because
something doesn't
they fucking add reek up and here. I've smelt a few in my time.
It says here the firefighters knocked down his door and the body was lying exactly where my fan is underneath.
Oh, so gross.
He had carpet, but the blood seeped through into my ceiling.
Oh, and he probably pissed himself and shit himself.
Oh, it was probably a mixture.
And then you get the melting goo of the body. Like the gas, you know, like the gases and stuff. Because then it's going to like bloat up and...
Oh.
And then if you're lucky, you get larvae and stuff like that.
Yes. Maggots. Man, imagine the maggots dripping down with the blood. Mm. Oh, my God. I'm good.
Continue the story.
The apartment complex where she lives sent out a cleaning company, but a lot of her belongings were ruined and had to be thrown away.
Yeah, I'm throwing everything away.
Take a match. Burn that motherfucker down.
That's exactly what I would do.
I don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn.
Cardenas said she did not have renter's insurance and is battling the complex's management company to compensate her for damaged property.
Is it like an act of God? Like the insurance companies won't cover it?
Well, if you don't have insurance.
Let's say she did.
Yeah. Well, I would think that. Renter's insurance is like really cheap and they cover a lot of shit.
I don't know.
You pay like $3
for it. Just like the company, you have to, it's a body seeping blood through the thing. They have to give her a new room, first of all, and just to replace all of her belongings.
I think if she's having a fucking issue with the apartment complex, she needs to find another apartment complex.
Exactly.
And she needs to get tested and make sure she doesn't get any nasty diseases from being exposed to all that nasty shit.
Imagine that, and you're breathing that shit in.
So the
your mouth was probably open, so it's probably flopping in her mouth when she was sleeping.
I wonder if this person didn't have any family members then, because he's been up there for five weeks.
Yeah. It said 5 days.
Oh, five days. Yeah. No one's like, oh, yeah, my grandpa. I haven't seen him in 5 days. He must have went on a trip.
Dude, I haven't talked to my mom in a week, dude.
She could be.
You better call her.
Yeah, yes. Well, I texted her yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Cardenas told NBC affiliates KTSM she is traumatized and hasn't been able to eat or sleep since the incident. I don't fucking blame you,
Jim. Oh, my God.
She said she also wants a medical exam to ensure she doesn't have an infection from being exposed to the blood. Look at that. You're fucking jumping ahead of the fucking story over there.
Yeah, it's not me.
That's why they call you Newsroom Nessie, right?
Yeah.
It was awful. An awful impact, Cardenas said. She said that she did not renew her lease and continues to search for an apartment within her budget.
Oh, my God.
Good.
That's fucking gross. All right, so Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sleep again.
Nope, I cannot rent an apartment.
Sleep with
now.
One eye open, dripping your pillow.
Then it's going to drip in your eyeball.
What?
If you leave one eye open, it will drip in your eyeball.
You're going to have red eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pink eye.
You look like that TikTok girl that I showed you that was putting on the eyeliner stuff.
Oh my god!
Fucking whole eye went black.
Oh my god! I don't even understand how that first chick even did it. She was using some weird brush for one thing, and she like dipped it in what looked like tar for one thing. It was all thick and gross, and she like puts the brush in between her eyelids, closes her eyes, and just goes.
It was a perfect straight line.
Surprisingly, it looked good. I was impressed. But then the chick who tried to do it.
Yeah, she fucking put the entire brush in her eyeball or something because it just like took and her eye went completely black.
Well, she tried to do it. But yeah, the brush, I think, was too small. So it got the eyeball. It just didn't.
Yeah, that's
the
my problem, too. It's too small and it gets the eyeball.
Really?
No. Well, no. Yeah, see? See? She's like, really? You're lying over there.
She's trying to help you compensate. She wants to feel.
But Cardenas lady, fucking A.
Yeah, we should send her a sorry card.
Yeah, right?
Sorry for your torture.
God. Could you just imagine laying there at night?
No.
You wake up and you're like, oh, isn't that time of month already?
Oh, whoa, bro. Did you just go with a period joke right now?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Mic drop. Thanks, guys. I'm ready.
I don't think you know how that works.
Obviously, you don't know how a period works, bro, because why would it be squirting in her eye and all over the room?
It was a.
How was it hitting the fan?
Did she do a pussy fart?
Oh my god!
She queefed and it
No. She queefed while doing a handstand. Like.
I am so sorry, everyone. I didn't mean to make it this far, guys. Oh,
I crossed the line.
You crossed the line.
Oh, I crossed the line.
You crossed it.
Yeah.
You crossed it.
But anyway. So this chick's whole apartment, everything in there, I just burn it.
Yep.
Go away.
Yep.
Never look back.
Yep.
But definitely I wouldn't be able to sleep again, like anywhere, like with an apartment, anything above me.
No.
No. So, all right, guys. So, that's our take on the dead body. The
bloody apartment.
Oh, imagine the smell. It's like I could taste it.
There's been a couple times. There was one time I was witnessing a disinterment where they took out a body from a crypt that had been in there for 15, 20 years. And I got a whiff.
Did you see the crypt keeper?
Hello, boys and girls.
No, see, we don't have a cool crypt keeper.
No?
No.
Fuck. And it smelled pretty bad.
Oh, fucking horrible. I can't even describe it. There's been a couple times I've gone into... the office, and it's above a funeral home, and there's been a couple times where something was going on down there and you could smell the body upstairs.
Ugh, gross.
Kind of gross.
I hate it when something's going on down there and you can smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that another joke? Dang.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, exactly.
May want to get that stuff checked out.
Well, you know, it's like sweaty, you know, it's hot like it is right now, and you got the ball sweat, and you kind of, you smell the ball sweat. No?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't have balls, sweaty. So I don't know.
I guess it's just because my balls are so big, they sweat so much. But anyway.
I'm proud of you for that joke. That was pretty good.
All right, guys, so we're going to get another break in right here, and then when we come back, do you guys want to go a Mothman back in Chicago, or do we want to go with this this quote-unquote UFO expert saying aliens are not coming from the sky, they're coming from the ocean?
Why not both?
All right, so when we come back, we'll tap into these.
And if you want your very own Ghost Freaking Talking t-shirt, coffee cups, and heck, even dog bandanas, head to the link below.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. So go on and get yourself some Ghost Freaking Talking gear.
They're pretty hot.
Sexy. And you can look sexy too. Also, if you guys have any scary stories you want to share with us, where can they reach us?
GhostFT at yahoo.com.
Where's that?
GhostFT at yahoo.com.
That's right. GhostFT at yahoo.com. You can write us your scary stories and we will read them here on the podcast. And we promise to not make fun of them. I don't think. You know, we want to make fun of them if you wrote in. We only make fun of Redditors
when
we
read
Reddit stories.
Freaking Redditors.
Which I think that's our next probably podcast is read some bad Reddit stories. All right, guys. So once again in the news, there's been another spotting.
Of my friend, the Mothman?
Of your friend, the Mothman.
Nice.
Mothman balls.
He is not... heeded the warning that you're going to clip his balls.
No, he's made another local appearance, I hear.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's into that kink. Maybe he wants you to play with his balls.
Could be.
Chop my balls off, please.
Some people are into CBT. Do you know what that is?
Cock and ball torture.
How the hell do you know what that is, dude?
Yeah, Dad.
Whoa.
How did you know?
I didn't even know that.
Oh. Wow. I'm like floored that you knew what that was.
So, what about Mothman?
Wow. I certainly hope your mom doesn't listen.
Oh, God. Grandma, I'm sorry.
I'm not worried about her. I'm worried about
Grandma. Grandma, please don't listen to this episode.
Oh, okay, so this is coming to us once again from the UFO Clearinghouse, where they've got the reportings of the last three or four out of Chicago.
Yeah, that we've heard, yeah.
A Chicago Department of Aviation employee tells of winged humanoid encounter at O'Hare International Airport.
Oh, no. Now, when was this encounter, supposedly?
April 15th, 2021.
Okay.
So, it was
relatively recent.
It says here, I wanted to relate a possible sighting of the Chicago Mothman that I had on April 15th, 2021. At approximately 9 p.m. at Chicago O'Hare, I initially was not going to report this and had kept it to myself for fear of someone thinking I had lost my mind and was seeing things. That changed when I read the sighting that was posted on Facebook about the gentleman who had the Mothman sighting not even two blocks from where I work. The sighting prompted me to look up your website and eventually send this to you. So this is being reported to the UFO Clearinghouse.
Yeah.
And he goes on to, I work for the Chicago Department of Aviation at the office located at the airport grounds. I have worked there for about 9 years and had previously worked at the airport in another capacity for 5 years prior. We don't really need to know that, but I know the airport like I know the palm of my hand, and I have heard the stories that people tell about all the strange goings-ons that happen with surprising frequency. So I wonder what else is...
I was just thinking, like, what the hell else is going on there? Well, like, UFOs, I would assume.
Yeah.
Mothman.
Well, we talked about the one where it was like the hole opened up, and you know, in the clouds, like a perfect circle.
Oh yeah, like the hole punch thing in the clouds.
Yeah, we talked about that a few podcasts ago. My sighting happened after I stayed late to catch up on work, and I had left about 9 p.m. As I walked out of the building onto the parking lot, I heard what I could only describe as wings fluttering. kind of like what you hear when a bird is going to take off or land. I dismissed it as just geese, as the airport has literally hundreds of them that hang around doing whatever geese seem to do.
They fly around and poop.
they do hot geese shit. what happened was a loud screech. Nothing like a goose honk, but a very, very loud ear-splitting screech that you would hear when a train is applying its brakes, but it was different as it went from a higher octave to a lower one and then higher again. that was the cat.
I figured it was the cat.
I just seen the door open down the hallway here. I was like, oh, fuck, we're fucked.
Mothman.
Mothman comes out the closet. It is Pride Month. It's a Mothman.
Yeah, he's coming out the closet.
Join your buddy Trent.
I am not.
I'm just saying you came out to us that one day, so that's why. Yeah.
And that now we know you're into cock and ball torture. Or at least that's what's in your Pornhub search.
Oh, it's not. I can tell you that.
But I know I was not He goes, I know it wasn't the train, as the train tracks are on the other side of the airport, about 3 to 4 miles away. I continued walking towards my car when I heard the screech again. And it sounded like it was coming from behind me. I turned and looked toward the trees over by the road and saw what looked like two red eyes looking right at me. It's looking at me, Ray. I said,
did it actually say that, or did you?
Oh, no, okay. I'm embellishing it. I sat there looking at those eyes for what seemed like an eternity. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there. It almost sounds alien because they...
Why?
Okay, they say that if you see like an owl like perched like on your windowsill or something like that, it aliens... They telepathically changed their identity into what looked like an owl. And then they say that most people that have these abduction stories report seeing an owl and not seeing aliens, but they see owls. And what they do is they like stare in its eyes and they lose track of time. And then next thing they know, then they snap out of it. It's 2 hours right down the road, you know?
Hmm.
So,
weird.
So that kind of made me kind of think of that. He goes, because he said he sat there for what felt like an eternity. I couldn't move, and it felt like the air was being sucked out of my lungs, almost like I was having an asthma attack. I saw the thing emerge from around the trees. It was illuminated from behind by the warehouse that was across the road, and it must have been 7 or 8 feet tall and was black. Why you gotta be black? About this time, a large truck was coming down the road and it shot into the air and was gone in a matter of a second. I stood there for a few seconds, still too afraid to move, when I finally came to my senses and practically sprinted to my car. I could not get into my car fast enough as I closed the door. I heard the screech again. I turned on my car and left as quickly as I could. I am not one for over-exaggerations, but I felt almost as if I was being stalked. I felt sick to my stomach for 2 to 3 days afterwards after the encounter, and it took just as long for that feeling of paranoia to finally go away. Once again, sounds like abduction. You know, because most of these people complain of being sick or whatever after abductions as well. It was the feeling of utter and complete hopelessness that disturbed me the most, and it helped contribute to my hesitancy of telling someone. I didn't even tell my boyfriend of this until after I had decided to send you this to you. Hmm. So, how does this thing not getting caught?
I don't know, but it's weird. Like, why would it be hanging around O'Hare like that? It has a lot of air traffic.
Now, this is what I'm thinking. Okay, he's talking about the screech that this Mothman makes. Maybe he's attracted to the sound of the loud engines, like the loud screeching, like, you know, because you hear like a jet engine start up. It's like,
yeah, but what if he's more like a bat and it's more like echolocation? That's what we're hearing. And it's not literally screeching.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about that before, too.
Yeah.
Because if he's like a bat-like creature...
Yeah, he's Batman.
He's using echolocation.
Yeah, that possibly could be.
And it's usually those little clicks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, he's not Ethiopian, but... Ethiopian sock with the clicks, right?
I don't know what ethnic group speaks that language.
I only learned that from South Park. Everything I know, I've learned from South Park. But yeah, so now it's got me really thinking, is this Mothman more alien than Mothman?
Mothman? I don't know. I guess I'll have to catch him and find out.
So, but, you know...
Where's my mothballs?
Where's your mothballs? yeah, so Mothman still in Chicago. He must like it there. He must have a nice home in the O'Hare area, which is Rosemont, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of little suburbs over there.
Rosemont's a pretty nice place. They get lots of conventions come through there. So
you can fit right in during the Comic-Con conventions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, they do have the Triple X Con coming in July there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's go.
The Triple Expo?
I don't know.
Oh, Triple Expo, where they get all the porn stars and all the sex toy companies and stuff.
Oh, yeah. The AVN Awards?
No, it's not the AVN Awards. But
that's the only one I've heard of before.
But no, this is. I think it only goes to like three cities a year. It's like Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago.
Yeah, I know, because I used to live over there, so I do recall seeing those types of. Yeah. I don't know if it's that particular one.
Yeah, so maybe Mothman's there to get a Jenna Jameson autograph.
Pick up some chicks, huh?
Yeah. Is Jenna Jameson still in the game? I don't know.
Lana Rhodes.
Oh, I don't know the current porn star name.
Oh, she's
apparently he does.
Evidently. No, does she do cock and ball torture, bro?
No.
Gangbangs.
No, because I had friends that saying that's the number one on
my friends.
There.
My friends.
No, I don't. Yeah, no. My friends.
She's pregnant now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, look at you know this shit.
I do.
Because there's a lot of memes about her on Instagram.
She was talking there. I only found out about that because the podcast I was listening to.
Yeah,
I don't know how he knows about it.
Hey, you know, he's almost 18. He's almost legal enough to click that. No. I'm over 18.
Almost.
No, like I don't watch it. Right? No, I don't.
Okay.
He's saying that because his girlfriend listens to the podcast.
But I don't watch it.
Your girlfriend shouldn't care if you watch porn or not. Does my girlfriend care if I watch porn?
No.
No. See? Exactly.
I don't watch it. That's why, you know.
You shouldn't watch it because you're not of age.
Exactly. Why would I watch it?
How the fuck did we get here?
Because he brought up porn star names.
I brought up Lana Rhodes. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I've never heard of her, but yeah. Like I said, I'm the Jenna Jameson days of porn. So
he's the Mia
and Ron
Mia
Jeremy. Kumba. I think Ron Jeremy's still slinging dick, or is he in jail now?
I think he's in jail for like raping bitches.
Johnny Sins.
Dude, you got excited for Johnny Sins
because
bro.
He's such a funny person.
What? I don't. You're more into the porn star thing over here, Miss.
How is he a funny person? Because what I've seen of Johnny, he's not very funny.
He's built.
Oh, my God. This shit's gotten serious all of a sudden.
Anyways, let's get back to the podcast, guys.
You going to blurt out anyone else's name here?
I can say a couple more.
Jeez. We've gone from paranormal to Triple X.
Continue.
All right, so... I don't know if we got enough time here to roll into this next story, but we'll just touch on a little bit. I won't read the entire story, but there is a UFO expert, quote unquote expert.
He was expert.
He was an ex-cop and shit like that. He's come out and said that there's a lot of evidence that UFOs are not coming from the sky.
Yes.
They are coming from the ocean.
They're called USOs.
USOs, because there recently was another video that was released from a naval battleship where they were tracking something and it went into the water.
I saw that, yeah.
I haven't watched the video.
Yeah, I've seen the video.
Maybe that explains the Bermuda Triangle.
I mean, we've only explored a very small percentage of the oceans, and there's... It's just so vast, you know, underneath the water.
Less than
10%. I could totally see that there would be a completely different world under there. We would have no idea.
Yeah.
Because I've heard a lot, you know, I've seen a lot of things where they say that, you know, they see the UFOs go under the water. And then there'll be reports of lights. They'll see lights in the water and then they'll shoot up into the sky.
Yeah, so the only thing that I'm thinking is... What kind of fucking technology do these spaceships have? Because have you ever fucking belly flopped onto the water before? That shit fucking
hurts. they're using some kind of crazy technology that we humans don't even understand, because it would have to be crazy to, you know, like enter the water at a point where you're not crushing your ship apart, for one, because of the impact, you know.
In my opinion, I think that's where we all started. It's from the aliens that were there, and then we all decided to come up as, you know, like...
through the primordial ooze.
I mean, it does explain why we progress so much as humans, right? How fast we've gone from, like, these technologies that we have. We're slowly progressing into what we were.
The reason why is because we are reverse engineering alien technology that we've captured. Mm-hmm. That's why we've progressed as fast as we had.
Absolutely.
With, you know, hell, we went from like a CD player, you know, 8-track to a CD player, a cassette player to a CD player to...
Yeah, like the MIDI players, the DAT players.
Yeah, then you had, you know, what is it, like MP3 player, you know, like iPod shuffles and stuff like that. And then everything just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Because we were taking that kind of weird engineering, you know, cell phones, everything like that. The internet, fucking probably, mm-hmm. you know, the ideas from that came from fucking alien spaceships. But the another thing that I saw was pretty interesting, and somebody brought it up, is that because the lost city of Atlantis...
That's what I was thinking. I was going to bring that up.
Who's to say that these aliens, you know, aren't these Atlanteans that just decided to fuck the rest of the human world and dive deeper into the oceans there?
Yeah, I don't know. I've also heard Atlantis was possibly like a big spaceship. You know what I mean? And then they just got up and left. That's why there's no trace of it. So that could be a thing, too.
Big old party ship up there in mm-hmm. space
yeah.
with the Atlanteans, mm-hmm. With the Aquaman and shit.
Yeah, I mean, who's to say, you know?
No. So I think you and me were talking about it, how they're saying that octopuses, are aliens.
I could see it.
Yeah.
So who's to say that these octopi haven't escaped from whatever, you know, maybe these are like their pets.
the alien pets,
right? And then,
I don't know.
And then, you know how, you know, probably someone had one mouse, right? And then they got out. Now there's fucking rats and mice everywhere now, you know?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
So maybe that's how octopi got here, too. But I could... it should be interesting because the date, I think, is coming up this week, I want to say.
Oh, for the release, all the info?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from what I heard, the rumblings throughout the paranormal and UFO world is that the government's going to be like, yeah, there's shit. They're not going to cover it up this time. They're going to be like, there's shit that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We can't explain what it is, but... there's definitely this shit happening, and here's this, and this.
Do you think they're going to tell the truth, though? Or do you think they're going to keep it hidden to an extent?
I think...
like, what they really know.
I think...
how involved they are.
No, I think with the last few months where things have been slowly leaking out, these have not been accidentally leaking out.
Yeah.
I think they are soft...
preparing us a little more
You know, they're rubbing you down.
They're
getting you all warmed up
mm-hmm.
To give you the big old hee-ho.
Yep.
So I think I seriously think we're gonna be blown away, because it's also going, because you know why? It's something new to bring up. COVID's going away.
Yeah.
There's nothing, you know.
Right, but then you also think about just the mass chaos it would cause just with, like, religion, the breakdown of religion. Like, that's the thing that, you know what I mean? Like, would they really say all this shit just to start more crap? Or is this, like, part of their plan after they've got all the sheep herded? I don't know. I'll just stop right there.
No, that's... well, there's what's that religion where they think it's aliens anyway? That's with Tom Cruise and
Scientology.
Scientology. Mm-hmm. That's alien worship, right?
Where I don't know.
Think aliens are going to come down and.
I know they believe in some weird. I don't even really know, but.
Yeah, and you got the spaghetti monster.
Something like that. Zool or something.
Yeah, something crazy like that. But yeah, I think and hopefully it is that. I want to know.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I definitely want to know if there's some crazy shit. Just confirm it and let's move on.
Because I also think that there's been a lot of people with sightings, and I think it's been increasing more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be smart enough for them to come out with it now and be like, well, not take arms and shit, but just kind of prepare yourself that something.
You could be abducted.
You could get anal probed.
Woo!
All right.
Can I put a request out? No.
Yeah, this dude over here is probably like, all right.
Nah.
He's like, it is Pride Month.
So. Oh my God.
He's like, Johnny Sins.
Yeah. Send Lana Rhodes on the UFO so she can anal probe me.
Whatever.
He's like, Gabby, I didn't mean it. I don't watch porn.
I don't.
But I know all the porn star names.
Right? Have you never been to high school?
Dude, I've busted you on your cell phone with porn before, bro.
Oh, I never said I didn't watch it.
What's your brother in the same room? Because he busted you out.
What?
Yes. Yes.
How is that even possible?
Because he came out and he's like, Trent, he's looking at things like, he's doing the whole booby hand thing. He's like,
because he can't say boobs.
Yeah. He's like, Trent's looking at girls' things.
Logan would have said, dude, he's looking at boobs or titties.
No,
he was a little embarrassed.
Yeah, this was, because your mom was still here, so that was probably about four years ago. So.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So, yeah,
I don't remember it.
You're a naughty boy.
I don't remember.
Hey, guys. So, thanks again for hanging in with us here. And if you guys are returning back, we love you. We did hear a lot of people complaining that they weren't getting their Ghost Freaking Talking podcast.
Sorry, guys.
But I did notice that we got a lot of rewatches on a lot of podcasts.
Yeah,
so,
well, there's tons of episodes to go back and watch.
So. Yeah. So while we're taking our sweet ass time bringing you another fucking podcast,
life comes up sometimes.
We are part of Paranormality
Radio.
Yeah, Paranormality Radio. Mm-hmm. We're part of that entire group.
Yes.
I've been tapped to listen to other podcasts because they're going to be having our awards for Paranormal Podcast, and they're giving me a handful of podcasts I gotta go and listen to and cool. judge. So I don't think we will win anything this year because we can't fucking stay steady on getting a goddamn podcast out. But yeah, they came to me and they tapped me and they're like, yeah, you want to help us out here? And so I'll be judging some podcasts.
Sweet.
Dang. That's so, pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, well, we're cool enough to be asked to do that, I guess. So we must be somewhat good out there. But hopefully someone will get in one of our cool podcasts. Maybe they'll listen to, I don't know, what's one of our good ones?
They're all good. What are you talking about? Right.
Don't listen to the early stuff. I've been listening to the early stuff, and that was rough.
Hey, our early stuff, well, there's only one early thing that I really, really liked, and that was my Walt Disney deaths. I re-listened to that one a couple of times.
Yeah. Hopefully, I also don't get into one of our podcasts where it sounds like it's so echoey. We're talking in tin cans.
Yeah.
Like we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. We're doing here episodes. On a podcast.
Don't get those episodes.
Yeah. Hopefully, they don't get those because we are nominated for comedy show.
Nice. So, pretty cool.
So if we get enough votes, maybe. I don't know.
Never say never.
Yeah. We bring you the real paranormal news. Like Johnny Sins and bleeding on your period. That's the kind of content you guys get around.
Thanks, Trent.
You're welcome. Glad to be back.
I'm glad we saved our podcast time for when we could have you back on.
Yes. Oh, yes. I make this amazing.
Yeah, because there was a couple of times where, you know, I had it all set up, and then it was just going to be me and Nessie, and she's like, I don't feel like it tonight. I'm like, some bitch. So then another week slipped by, and then that week, the following week, I didn't want to do it. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck. Finally back to it. This is probably our one time that all three of us will be on here for a long time.
So. Yeah.
All right, guys. So if you guys can, make sure to subscribe here on YouTube.
Click the notification bell so you know if we push out a new video and or podcast.
Yeah. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast, especially Spotify. We sound so fucking sexy on Spotify.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody, I was listening to another podcast the other day, and they're like, do you know that Spotify puts you through different, like an amplifier type thing?
I did not know.
Because people that pay for Spotify get lesser quality Spotify. If you pay for Spotify, you get better sounding quality. So there you go. Imagine there's that. A tip for you guys. So yeah, if you guys want to listen to our 60 voices on Spotify, do that. Otherwise, we are on like Apple Podcasts and Google Play, and
Podbean
and Stitcher Radio and iHeartRadio. So all that fun stuff. We are there everywhere. Because we are everywhere, man. All right, guys. So I am your home host. My name is Nick.
I am Trenton.
I'm Newsroom Nessie.
And as always,
everyone has a story to tell.
And
stay spooky.
All right, guys.
Bye.